Vibery Audiobooks presents The Chasing of the Last Lover, When Love, Lust, and Survival Collide on the World Stage. Written by Ariana Damon and Donnie Davidson Razmagaw. Read by me, Scott Ackerman. Foreword. Abby Decker. My name is Abby Decker, and I have been a proofreader, editor, and author coach to hundreds of diverse writers since 2018. Literature is my livelihood, and when I left my boring proofreading job in immigration law 6 years ago, I dedicated my life to the everlasting pursuit of the next great stories told by the most unique and creative voices of my generation. I didn't need to search long, or even very far, to find them. From my early forays into science fiction and space operas, particularly Star Mark Rising by Shami Stovall and the Repatriate Protocol series by Kelly Kimball, to my long-standing partnerships with urban fantasy writers Petra van der Ploeg of the Somnia series, Kevin Johnson of the Element Saga series, and Alandriel Decker, Midnight Men, and Sheep's Clothing. And finally to my 5-year partnership with Jade Lawson, esteemed and award-winning fantasy author of Whispers of a Rose and Storm of Ashes and Darkness, slated for wide publication in 2025 and already optioned for a feature film. I can confidently say that I have pivoted through thousands of plot twists, climbed over a wealth of character arcs, dangled from more than a few cliffhangers, and even pulled the trigger on some smoking Chekhov's guns. When the ambitious writing team of Ariana Damon contacted me in September 2024 with the promise of an epic tale laced with dark humor, political gaffes, steamy romance, and star-crossed misadventures set primarily in a fast-paced television studio full of sexy young opportunists in Stockholm, Sweden, I was instantly intrigued. The story sounded not just unique or creative, but undeniably bizarre, and I couldn't wait to get my hands on it. It wasn't every day that I got the opportunity to work on a novel that featured an accidentally on purpose global impotence pandemic that led to a classic Last Man on Earth scenario for one adorable yet hapless Swedish screenwriter just trying to get a pilot made. It was something straight out of a Chuck Palahniuk novel, except even Chuck couldn't dream up a plot so full of charming absurdity, in which even former U.S. President Barack Obama shows up to dole out witty one-liners while the greatest political minds of our generation bicker and scheme about how to divvy up their country's women to repopulate the earth. Now, this was a story. As I began my edits, I quickly fell in love with our plucky hero, Cyrus Danielson. He was about as every man as a main character could be, a starry-eyed optimist with big dreams, but no idea how to achieve them, waiting patiently to pounce on his moment in the sun. He was unlucky in love and bumbling with women, but so naturally charming in his earnestness that one wondered how he had remained single for so long. I could almost see him on the small screen, played with quirky aplomb by a rosy-cheeked indie actor like Wilhelm Blomgren of Midsummer and Clark fame, captivating international audiences into binge-watching episode after episode of his mounting misadventures, rooting for him to find love and success. It was simply impossible to dislike Cyrus, and Ariana Damon clearly knows this. They bet on the right horse when they created such a clumsy, yet surprisingly charismatic protagonist. Apart from Cyrus, there is much to enjoy about The Chasing of the Last Lover's rich world-building, global narrative, and action-heavy plot full of surprising twists and turns. Ariana Damon approaches their vision with a cinematic scope, not satisfied to limit their perspective to a handful of characters, but extending the narrative voice to a host of eccentric characters in multiple converging subplots. The Chasing of the Last Lover gleefully charts a grand adventure that is offbeat, surreal, occasionally controversial, and even borders on the avant-garde.